Good morning and praise the Lord, my dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created. And we thank God for that because He never fails. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let me encourage you from this beautiful scripture in the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, verse 6. What is man that you are mindful of him? The Son of Man that you care for him. Isn't it amazing? You know, it says that you're mindful of the Son of Man, that thou visitest him. The other translation, KJV, says, thou visitest him. And that's amazing. And you know, what many Christians need today is a rebirth of wonder and awe. You know, we need to wonder. We need to be filled with the wonder and the awe of God in our lives. We know the gospel intellectually, but it seldom reaches our emotions and will. We take the incarnation, the resurrection, ascension, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and the eternal reign of Christ merely as theological concepts without letting them grip our innermost being. That revelation we must have in our inner being, my dear brothers and sisters. That is imperative and very, very important. Very important. And the wonder that this great God knows, loves, and cares for us does not often thrill us as it should. We even become very blaze when we witness a life that has been dramatically transformed by the love of God. Our spiritual condition can be likened to those Christians at the church in Laodicea, mentioned in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, 14 to 22. Neither cold nor hot, just lukewarm. We need to recapture the wonder of it all. Recapture the wonder of it all. Why it is important is that we will understand the love of God is so amazing and so powerful. If we have that revelation in our heart, in our spirit, in our soul, that there will never be even a single dreary day, a day of despair or discouragement, because you know that the Creator of the whole universe loves you dearly. And if He loves you, He cares for you, He thinks about you, He visits you, He indwells in you by the power of the Holy Ghost. Man, you are powerful in God. You are powerful in Jesus. Just take that, thought in your mind and imagination and understand, have that revelation and say, God, give me that revelation, oh God. I want to have that revelation of the understanding that, Lord, as Psalmist says, what is man that you are mindful of? You have made him little lower than the angels, yet you have given him authority and power over all the work of your hands. Hallelujah. So be encouraged, be blessed, rejoice because of the love of Christ that is for you, and He loves you dearly. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created in our lives. We bless you. We thank you, Lord, for your love that you have shed abroad in our hearts by the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, I pray, give us the revelation even today that you love us. Even today that we are cared for. Even today that we are provided for. We are protected. We are preserved. We are prospering because of your love for us, O God. Your love never fails. You never fail. Your word never fails. Your covenants are true. And Lord God Almighty, Father, Lord, I pray that give us, O Lord God Almighty, that unction and the authority and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, that we will have that revelation, O God. In our innermost being, we will commune with your spirit. We will be rest assured in our human spirit that we are the sons and the daughters of the Most High God. That's what I pray, Lord. That's the revelation we need today. And that will take away our care for the world, our worries, our anxieties. That will grant us health and strength and vigor and vitality. And today, O Lord, I pray, let that be so for us as your people. And we thank you for that. Today, Lord, I lift up your flock into your hands as they step out into their jobs, the businesses. O Lord, in there, running the errands for the day. Lord, we know that you love them dearly. With that great assurance, They will go confidently in the world, knowing that if God be for us, who can be against us? If God be for me, who can be against me? And I thank you for that, God. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the evil one. I pray for the ones who are sick in our midst. I send forth your word of healing and wholeness in their bodies. And Lord, I thank you for your healing virtue that flows into the body of Christ. We give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it is all yours. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, my dear people of God, and have a wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.